Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
It is 5:58. Good morning, everybody. Wind chill warning till 11 a.m. and then get some sunshine, though. 2 for a high. Right now, it is 13 below. Anything on the roads?
Connor and Harper in Detroit. If you're heading through the city, that intersection is closed. There's a water main break.
All right, keep an eye on that, of course. And I don't know about you guys. Did your phone go off about 10:30 last night?
Yes.
With the warning thing?
I was like, what on earth is going on? I thought it was the Amber Alert, but it was a severe alert, and it says, due to extreme temps, consumers asked everyone to lower their heat to 65 degrees or less through Friday.
Yeah, if you're just getting up this morning wondering what the hell went on, there was this explosion. Well, here's the governor. She actually sent out a message last night.
Due to this extremely cold weather and extremely high demand for natural gas and a facility incident, Consumers Energy has asked that everyone in the Lower Peninsula turn our thermostats down to 65 degrees or less from now until Friday at noon so that we can get through this storm with minimal harm.
Now, if you want to see what she's talking about, the plant fire, also there's some closings too, some plant closings. We have that all in that same post. You can text us, same number you used to call us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword there is
heat.
Yeah, this is crazy, man. All right, what's coming up in sports?
Well, we have basketball action tonight at LCA. And did you make your pick for the big game?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Wait for the beat. You gotta leave your name. You gotta leave your number.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
94.7 of the CSX, Big Jim's house, 627. Wind chill warning till 11 a.m. and then sunshine and a high of 2 right now. It is 13 below. Any problems on the roads, Aaron?
Looking pretty good. We just have that water main break at Connor and Harper in Detroit.
All right, we'll keep an eye on this one here. We brought in our resident young guy, our millennial producer Ryan. We're talking about this while we're playing our music, by the way, and we were thinking about, like, you see the videos. The first one that I remember of somebody being recorded after they'd been given medicine was David Goes to the Dentist. Remember him? Remember the kid?
Yeah.
When they filmed him in the back of the car? Now it's become a thing over the past couple of years. We do that. Have you ever had a moment where you were given medicine and maybe you started rambling or something like that happened?
Not medicine, but when I got in my motorcycle accident, I had a concussion. And when I woke up on the pavement, I was ridiculous.
Just rambling stuff?
Yeah, I asked where my motorcycle was. Was it in traffic? Then I asked where I was. Am I in traffic? And then that's when I realized I was missing teeth. So then there was a whole rant about the fact that I was missing teeth.
It sounds like a Snickers commercial. Where did you go? I'm Batman. And they're like, nope, you're good. You're done. You're done. Ryan?
Yes, the first time I had kidney stones, I was in the hospital waiting to be transferred to an overnight hospital where you could stay because I was getting surgery done. So they pumped me full of a ton of Dilaudid because they were like, the emergency's really busy right now, so we're going to give you some medicine. We know what you're here for.
I don't know what that is. Is that pain medicine? Is that what that is?
Yeah, like, it's hardcore. Okay.
It's like, yeah, like worse or high, more potent than like morphine. But they gave me a ton of it so that I didn't have to worry. And then next thing I know, I was like foaming from the mouth a little bit, started to like kind of OD. They had to pump more stuff in me to counteract it. But during that time, I kept yelling at the dog in the corner of the room and was ready to get up and start beating up the dog in the corner of the room because I couldn't take how loud it was barking.
So you were going to have a fight with a dog that really wasn't in the room.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Great. Okay. And to this day, he has the same thing when he's answering the phone. If you call and he starts yelling at a dog, it's not really here. It's just Ryan freaking out there. Well, the reason we mentioned this guy was in a motorcycle crash, right?
Yes.
And he wakes up. Now, if you want to see this video, because there's more to this, we're only going to give you a little bit of it. The rest of it, when the doctor comes in, good Lord, 248-398-WCSX, we'll text it to you. The keyword is
awake.
So he's been in a motorcycle crash. His left arm is broken. He comes out of whatever they had given him, and he realizes as he looks down what's happened, and he's way too loud in the ER.
Whoa! What is going on? How long was you here?
Hey, you're good though.
Yeah. Oh! I crashed. My motorcycle.
Your motorcycle's good.
I'm bugged.
We're getting kicked out.
You ain't kicked out. I'm not kicked out. You can kick out. Hey, do I have a cast?
Yeah,
keep the cast. Nah! I just kidding.
Oh, my God. And then the doctor comes in, and she's a female doctor. and he tries to hit on her.
Oh,
and,
no.
Oh, my God. And you know he's going to kill his friends for posting this, too. It's everywhere. If you want to see it, we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
awake.
Because he's barely awake.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
That's it. I'm going to be right outside those doors. The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, welcome to Big Jim's house. 643, 13 below. Wind chill warning till 11 a.m. and then some sunshine. We'll get up to 2 degrees, or as we like to call it, spring in the Motor City. Anything on the roads right now, Aaron?
Nothing. It's actually pretty good.
Okay, nothing right there. Now, about 10:30 last night or so, did your phone go off?
Yes, it was an alert from Consumers Energy asking everybody to turn their thermostats down to 65 degrees or less until Friday at noon because there's a high demand for natural gas and they had a fire at a facility yesterday.
Right. So now, if you just got this, you're like, well, I don't know about you, but I've never received anything like that for an emergency. It took a while to process it when the phone went off. My wife and I both were reaching for our phones going, wait, what? Thought it was an Amber Alert
That's
at first,
what I thought,
but everybody did. So you wonder now what was going down. Here's Governor Whitmer explaining.
Due to this extremely cold weather and extremely high demand for natural gas and a facility incident, Consumers Energy has asked that everyone in the Lower Peninsula turn our thermostats down to 65 degrees or less from now until Friday at noon so that we can get through this storm with minimal harm.
All right. Now, if you want to see this or what actually went down, we've got some video actually of the plant, the fire they had, and also some plant closings because of this. General Motors, Ford, I know some of the FCA folks as well, right?
Yep.
We'll text it to you. What's that?
The keyword is heat.
Yes.
And on that post, there is hotline numbers for people to call if they want to find out if there's actual shifts running today. So yeah.
Text us, 248-398-WCSX, keyword heat. Also, put up on our Facebook page as well, Big Jim's House, WCSX. Did you get up and turn it down to 65 degrees?
It's always at 65 degrees
yeah,
in my house.
Yeah, I'm in your house. Yeah, that's that's summer. CSX, welcome to Big Jim's house. 7:06, 13 below, wind chill warning till 11 a.m., and then some sunshine today and a high of 2. Got a problem on 75, Aaron? Where is this?
Southbound 75 is now closed at the M8 Davis, and there's a serious crash there.
Okay. 248-398-WCSX. What did you do or what did your principal do to make you memorable to each other? Just think about this. What did you do growing up that you caught the principal's attention? 248-398-9279. We were talking about this because of these two, the principal and the superintendent in Swartz Creek that have done the snow day closing song that has gone viral all over the country. They got another one. We'll get to it in a second. But you growing up in the Clem, what was the name of the principal?
That was Mr. Chapman, and you should have reworded that. What didn't you do to get noticed by the principal?
So he knew, but did he know so much because of the legacy of your family and some of the crazy stuff you'd done or what you had done in particular?
The whole family.
My dad came to school once when I got busted bunny hopping a moped off a curb. I came out from behind a parked car and almost got run over by a cop. I was ticketed for riding on the sidewalk on a moped.
Oh.
And then, you know, reckless driving. So my dad, instead of just letting me pay the ticket, made me go to court to teach me a lesson and announced to everybody in the office, including Mr. Weber, our principal, why his son was an idiot and why I had to be taken out of school early. Oh, he was mad. He took me in front of the judge. He had the police officer showed up and they crushed me like a grape. What a moron I was and how bad it could have been.
Wow. That's embarrassing, though.
I was a sophomore, so for the next 2 years, I'd walk down the hallway. It's like, hi, Mr. Weber. Hey, how's that moped going?
Damn it, man.
For 2.5 years, that's what I was known for, as the idiot who bunny hopped a moped in front of a cop car. I was so proud. But getting back to this principal and the superintendent, you guys remember this was Tuesday? The first time we had the first round of snow days being announced early, right?
It was Tuesday.
Right. Now, if you want to see these videos, because there's a new one, we'll get to it. But if you want to see both of them together, we'll text you the same number you're going to use to call us. The keyword there is
sing.
All right, this was the first one.
Heard about a winter storm. It's cold and dreary. Stay home, stay warm. It's cold and it's a snowy winter morning. It goes like this. When the snow hits, the buses can't get out of it. It's cold and it's a snowy winter morning.
It's a snow day, a winter cold day.
Now that's pretty damn good, right?
That's awesome.
The superintendent and the principal both joining in on this at the same time. Again, 248-398-WCSX. We'll send it to you. The keyword there is
sing.
But you just caught this. They did another one yesterday, which when you told me at first in the office, I have to admit I was nervous.
I'm like, you can't top that one. That was pretty awesome. But I think they may have.
Okay.
Bundle up, wear your hats and boots and coats. If you shouldn't go, stay at home, stay at home. Stay at home, stay safe, stay warm. Stay at home, stay at home. Swartz Creek Dragons heed this storm. Clean your rooms and have indoor fun. We'll see you back real soon when this vortex is passed on through.
248-398-WCSX. We'll send it to you. The keyword is
sing.
Why didn't Gretchen Whitmer sing last night, the governor? She could have sang about, turn your heat down to 65.
Okay, time to give away free tickets.
What tickets do we have for Tickets on the 20?
Oh, coming up, big show coming. Literally, the big show might be here as well. He's one of the wrestlers.
It's the road to WrestleMania, brother, at Little Caesars Arena on March 9th, and we want you to go stick around.
How do I get those tickets?
Tickets on the 20, coming up in less than 10 minutes in Big Jim's house.
There you go. CSX Big Jim's house, 735, wind chill warning till 11 a.m. And then some sunshine, believe it or not, and 2 for a high. Right now, though, 13 below. Problems on the roads we should know about?
Southbound 75 M8, they're working to clear a crash that's been there for a while. Only the left lane is open, and there's quite the backup. So if you're just leaving, allow yourself some extra time this morning.
Okay. Now, here's a question. What did you do to get noticed by your principal? 248-398-WCSX. What did you or your kids do to get noticed by your principal? Why are we talking about this? Because this principal and the superintendent in Swartz Creek are getting national attention for singing these snow day songs. They've done a couple of them now. If you haven't seen the newest one, if you've seen Frozen, you've heard the song before. They did it. Yes, they absolutely did it to it. We'll text it to you. The same number you used to call us. The keyword for that is
sing.
So Aaron mentioned that her family in Mount Clemens and a little bit of a rep, and I noticed all of a sudden there were some text messages coming in.
It seems like all of Mount Clemens chimed in this morning. Jill says, oh my gosh, because I mentioned our principal, Mr. Chapman. He knew us all by name.
Right.
Like, oh, hey, you know. And she said, I was just telling my mom how he busted me a few times skipping when we used to go to Gus's Coney for lunch, and she just wanted to thank us for the great mornings and tell us to have a great day. And then Tim got in touch, too, about Mr. Chapman as well. And he said, you should have played it smart like me. And been on a first name basis with him.
Oh, I would never have the guts to do that. I knew our Mr. Weber's first name was John, but I would never. I had a friend, Phil DeZavo, used to say it to him all the time. What's up, John? I'm like, wow. 248-398-WCSX. What did you do to get noticed by your principal? Because this is Swartz Creek principal and superintendent. Everybody in the country knows who they are now. Ryan, what was the deal? You were telling us, I still don't quite understand this about your hoodie.
In high school, this was an assistant principal, but in high school, I used to wear a hoodie with the hood up all day long. That was just what I did, and I walked around the school like that. And then this guy all of a sudden comes to school and's got to be a big, tough guy. And he would, like, corner me and tell me I had to have to take the hood off. He threatens to suspend me for insubordination because right after I would take it off, I'd walk away and just throw it back up and threatened to cut it off with scissors before. Oh, this me and this guy battled for like 2 years.
Did he ever actually cut it?
No, he never cut it, but I thought for a second he was going to either do that or just ban me from wearing sweatshirts.
So you were the hoodie guy?
Yeah, every time. I was just like, what am I going to do? Come on.
Okay, now listen.
The hoodie guy.
So listen to this once again. As you're listening to this story in your car, wherever you're heading this morning, a cold morning, you can tell that Ryan's kind of hedging this a little bit. Because Ryan also told us, we don't have time to get into it right now, but you also spent a month in the office.
Yeah, in eighth grade.
Unrelated thing, in eighth grade?
Spent a whole month in the whole day, the whole month in an office.
That's what you did for a month?
With a principal.
For a month, you sat with a principal.
At my middle school, yep.
Okay. Now, Ryan tried to explain it to us. Now, you and I both kind of looked down at our phones because we didn't want to look directly at him while he was trying to justify the story to us in the studio.
Yes.
Because
Yeah.
We weren't buying it. Dude, you spent a month in the principal's office. He knew you by first, middle, and last name.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Every day. You spent a month every day.
It was a horrible experience.
You think?
I just did homework in his office. I wasn't even allowed to go to lunch. I had to eat lunch in his office, too.
We need to text Lizzie and find out the real story.
Yeah. Mom, if you're listening this morning, I know you are. Come on. Seriously?
It was in school, so I didn't have to tell anybody.
All right. So what did you do to get noticed by the... Ryan! What do you mean?
Before I say anything.
Oh, you're looking at me. He's pulling his headphones out. He's running out of the room right now. It's too late, dude. She already heard about it. Liz, give us a call. What did you do to get noticed by the principal? Other than apparently Ryan went Shawshank and had to sort of do the tax. What are we doing? The taxes for him afterwards?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I got to let the machine get it. Bye.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 749. 13 below. Wind chill warning till 11 a.m. And then some sunshine today. 2 for a high as we get out of this polar vortex here. On the road, still got that problem on 75?
Yep, southbound 75 at the Davison M8. Only the left lane is open. There's some crews there trying to clear that out. A couple little fender benders here and there, but that's the major one this morning.
Okay. Everybody talking about last night, your phone blew up around 10:30. Getting the notification from the governor, turn your heat down, you know, to 65 because they have that gas thing going on with consumers. The plant, they had the fire and stuff. I know we got some folks at GM that are closed today. So while we're turning our heat down here in the great state of Michigan, the folks in Chicago are setting train tracks on fire to keep them warm so they can move the trains. It's the damnedest looking thing. You were saying it is kind of pretty. It's pretty weird.
I saw it on the news last night and I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on in Chicago? You know, because I didn't know what the story was at first. I thought, oh, there's trains on fire in Chicago.
Yeah, they're keeping the tracks warm.
Yeah. Apparently they have these heating systems that are run alongside the rails, and they heat up the rails when the temps are really, really cold so that they don't get pull-aparts.
It's a guy dressed like Ditka with a can of WD-40 and a lighter. He's just out there going, can I help out the tracks? Well, Fallon was talking about this last night.
That's right. It was absolutely brutal in the Midwest. I mean, just check out what officials in Chicago had to do to keep the trains running.
In Chicago, it's so cold, they've had to light the train tracks on fire to keep them from freezing over.
On the bright side, it looks like Doc and Marty McFly made it back to 1985.
He's good to hear. He's totally right. It looks exactly like something on Back to the Future now. If you want to see it, we'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword there is...
track.
Now, it's cool they did that, and it's safety reasons and everything else. But if you're on a train, and it's coming around a bend, and nobody told you that they were doing this to the tracks...
I'd be jumping right off the train.
Bing. Is there a problem? Yeah. No, the tracks are on fire. Yeah, you'll be fine. I'm sorry. The tracks are on fire. CSX, Big Jim's house, 807. You still got that wind chill warning till 11 o'clock this morning. Then some sunshine peeking out right now, looking out our window here. 2 for a high. It's still 13 below. Problems on the freeways? What's going on, Aaron?
It looks like we finally have that big crash cleared southbound 75 at the M8 Davison. So that's some good news. And then the exit ramp, this is bad. And we ran into this all week. Northbound 75 to Crooks is closed because of a giant car-eating pothole.
All over the place, man. Yeah, yeah. Be careful out there. Okay, we get into weird food combinations. We talk about food a lot on this show. We know you listening too. We all talk about it, especially here in America, right? This food combo, though, I don't know. Am I nuts or does this look really good?
Go for it.
The chicken Cheeto sandwich from KFC. It's going to have Cheetos on it.
I would eat it.
Right. It actually looks pretty good. Now, if you want to see what the hell we're talking about, 248-398-WCSX, we'll text it to you. Same number you used to call us. The keyword, of course, is...
KFC.
Here's a guy, a YouTuber, did a review of it, and this is the most... I think the word is begrudgingly complimentary. He's just kind of like, well, check it out.
All right, as ridiculous as this is, the first bite is actually really, really tasty, but it just makes no sense to me. It's like reverse engineering. It's like Cheetos are a crispy snack that are covered in cheese powder trying to be like actual cheese, but when you're making a sandwich you could just use real cheese, so you're using a powdered ingredient meant to be like real cheese on a real food item. It's just totally ridiculous, but unfortunately, it's pretty good.
See, man, he's like, this makes no sense, but it's actually pretty good. It looks pretty damn good, too. We got it up there. KFC, the keyword for that one. You're not a food. I've watched you, we eat here in the studio and stuff. I'm eating healthy with Ideal You right now, so it's funny. I've gotten rid of a lot of my bad food habits over the years. But food combos for you, anyone that comes to mind, it's a little bit off the wall?
A lot of people think I'm weird because I eat apples with cheese all the time.
I don't think that's weird.
But I like fruit and cheese. I don't know what it is. Like, even grapes with a nice cheddar taste delicious to me. But apples and cheese, that people are like, what are you eating? I'm like, apples and cheese.
That's not weird. That's not weird. 248-398-WCSX. Potato chips and ketchup? We eat French fries with ketchup, so what's the difference?
I've done that. It's good.
Ice cream and French fries?
Do that at Wendy's. You buy the fries, dip them in the Frosty.
Dip in there. Now, this is the one. We have a list. This is, by the way, the same keyword, KFC. Well, it's on there. This list is some people that they consider strange food combos. Pizza and ketchup.
That kind of bothers me.
I don't know how. Do you put it on top after the pizza's cooked?
Or do you dip it?
You dip it? Okay, Ryan's doing that. So maybe it's like a crust thing where you dip it in there and do it. Not the whole slice.
I don't know about that one.
And then this is the one, the last one. We want to hear from you guys. 248-398-9279, our studio number. Peanut butter and pickles.
Yeah, that to me sounds like something I would have eaten when I was pregnant.
Peanut butter and pickles?
Yeah, that's like a pregnant food combo.
It sounds like a bad variety act that you book for your kid's birthday. You guys ready for peanut butter and pickles? Yay!
Okay, time to give away free tickets. What tickets do we have? Tickets on the 20?
Boy, with everything going on at Royal Rumble last week, man, this has become a very hot ticket.
It's a pair of tickets to the Road to WrestleMania, Little Caesars Arena. That's March 9th. Stick around. How do I get those tickets?
Tickets on the 20. Coming up in less than 10 minutes in Big Jim's house.
CSX Big Jim's house, 834. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Still got that that winter wind advisory till 11 o'clock, though. Sunshine's out, man. We're going to get up to 2 degrees today. Problems on the roads. Anything? I know we got rid of that one at 75 in the Davidson earlier.
We do have a problem westbound 94 just after the lodge, and that's the right lane, and there's a little bit of a delay in there, so just allow yourself some extra time.
This is the last day of January, folks. The next thing coming up, well, it's Groundhog Day on Saturday, but who cares? Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And we had so much fun doing this last year that we want to do this again.
You go Groundhog Day, but who cares?
Who cares?
Punxsutawney Phil cares.
I don't care about that rat. I care about Valentine's Day. And guys, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to renew our vows Coney style. There's nothing more Detroit than a Coney dog and a wedding. A chance for you to renew your vows at American Coney. We're going to be down there.
Are you going to officiate again this year?
Absolutely. I'm working on my outfit right now.
All right. So 11 a.m. on the 14th of February. We're going to be down at American Coney. We want you to come on down. We're going to have a Coney reception as well.
The Coney and cake was awesome last year.
We'll get some very beautiful flowers from our friends at Viviano's. They had a Coney cake.
It's fun. We had a blast. I know, you got your hot dog outfit again?
I'm wearing the hot dog outfit. Yes, I am.
And Ryan was the ring. I don't know what you would call it. You were wearing the leather jacket thing last year.
That was creepy, but Tito wants to participate this year.
You said this last year. Is this dog going to, is he going to show up this year?
He said there's food, so it's possible.
I know that. He didn't say anything. He's a dog. But anyway, it is a blast. We had a great time. We've already had people from last year asking us if we're going to do it again. Yes, but space obviously is limited because America's not like the biggest place in the world, but it's the best. All you got to do is text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
Coney, C-O-N-E-Y. You can get yourself registered on the page. You have to come. We had a blast last year. I'm excited.
We're working on a couple different things, too. I was working on the one vow part, and everybody kind of put the kibosh on it yesterday. What I want is the guys to hold wieners like they're hot dogs, and then the women will hold their buns. Right? And then when we say we're doing your vows, you may now put your wiener on her buns. When we're doing that,
just text the keyword Coney to 248-398-9279.
So dirty.
No,
it's dirty, man. Coney's the keyword. I'm gonna do it anyway. Why not? All right, fine.
I can't.
You can't. Okay. All right, hey, it's Big Jim here. I wanted to, seriously though, we're just talking about going to Coney, but I gotta tell you something. I've lost 41 pounds, 29 days, man. with Dr. Stanley. How about that? Dr. Stanley and Ideal You Health Center, 41 pounds, 29 days. Here's how it works. I keep getting messages from people going, that's all water weight. It's not. It's not water weight that's the damnedest thing, because I thought it was the same. I remember even asking Dr. Stanley that question. So this is all water weight, right? He's like, nope, I am 8 notches in on my belt. I'm down 3.5 inches around my waist, and I feel fantastic. They will do this body composition analysis on you, and they'll show you like the water composition in your body as well, those water levels. And then you track it during the, when you're with Ideal You, it'll show you you're not burning water weight, you're burning body fat and that stuff around your middle that you want to get rid of. But the first step is up to you, 1-800-IDEAL-YOU. Now, here's what. I'll give you this. Get your full body composition. Normally cost $100. How about $29 just to get you started? Why wouldn't you want to learn about your body? It's awesome. They'll treat you with respect to get you in and out of there. But most importantly, you will have a handle on your plan with Ideal You. It's normally $100. We're going to do it for $29. If you call them and tell them Big Jim sent you, 1-800-IDEAL-YOU, 1-800-IDEAL-YOU. Your body has all this untapped energy, and it's right there around your midsection, right here in the form of fat. Dr. Stanley will give you the keys to access that stored fat and turn it into fuel to use your body like you've never used it before. I know that didn't sound right, but trust me, I feel that way anyway. That's why I haven't been hungry, haven't been tired on the Ideal You program. My body is running off its own fat. You can do it. 248-398-WCSX. You can text me. I'll send you all the information, but 1-800-IDEAL-YOU. That's the number to call right now. Result: TSX, Big Jim's House, Triple Shot Thursday. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. You get your winter storm advisory wrapping up around 11 o'clock this morning. Sunshine, though, and a high of around 2. Okay, Aaron just asked me, CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, wrapping it up. Wind chill warning till 11 a.m. Sunshine, high of 2, or as we like to call it, spring in the Motor City. So we're looking forward to that. And again, if you were wondering what happened last night, you get the text message at 10:30 about turning your gas down to 65 degrees. It was Governor Whitmer. They had a fire like at a Consumers Energy processing facility.
Yeah, way out by 32 Mile. And so they just want to make sure that everybody's consuming gas, because if there's not enough gas for everyone, then guess what happens?
Yeah, then you know, things shut off. You have outages and stuff. If you want to see it, we got all the information. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
heat. And one more reminder, too. It is frigid out there still, and there are warming centers available. If you need to get warm, or if you know somebody who needs to get warm,
yeah.
Want to remind you about that, too. The key word for that is homeless. It has all the information on where you can go and get warm today.
There you go. Okay, we're done. Jolene's coming in next. Big Friday morning for you. Of course, we'll have Women Who Rock. Who are we talking to tomorrow?
This is so cool. Did you know there's a women's football team in Detroit?
I did, but I don't know a lot about them. So we're going to, who are we talking to from the team tomorrow?
We are going to talk with the president of the Detroit Dark Angels, Alicia Sweeney. Her story's incredible, and it's just awesome to hear about women tearing it up on the turf.
There we go. Battle of the Burbs as well. Our Friday six-pack, we're going to feature halftime shows from the big game. Classic rock bands that have played at the halftime show. So we're working on that list today. And then also tomorrow morning, Dennis DeYoung from Styx joins us.
Ooh.
You think you know why the band broke up. You think you know the story behind Mr. Roboto, and that was the reason that he left the band? Not so. Wait till you hear this. We'll see you in the morning.
And that's the final word. You must always
face the curve. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.